The way I got started with this whole business was not as a result of looking for products that were all natural. I will admit that if I had something that was working on my hands, but I had to have a prescription at that time, I didn't care if it was a prescription over the counter, something synthetic. I didn't even care. I just needed my hands to be healed up so that I can do my daily tasks. So what my problem was, my knuckles and my fingers, mostly the tips of my fingers, would get cuts really easily, and also the back of my heels on my feet. So it was just so difficult. I couldn't even cut lemons without completely cringing, or just to even wash dishes, I would use gloves because the water hitting my hands in that state would just hurt so much. So it was more of a problem that I had, and at that time I was into making soap, and so it was my mom that told me that someone had given her something called a lotion bar that they bought at a farmer's market. And we're always swapping stories back and forth, my mom and I, on what we're doing, what works, what doesn't. We've done the bag balm and the Eucerin and the gloves at night and all of those different things that sometimes would give a little bit of help, but either your hands are left to feeling really greasy or just super white and almost just numb from all of the stuff that's covering your hands when you wake up in the morning. So she was telling me about that, and I decided to just do a search on the internet, and I actually came up with several different recipes, and I didn't even know where to start. So I just decided, you know what, I'm just gonna go easy on this because I can't even imagine it would really work. So I chose the easiest one, which was only the three ingredients of beeswax, coconut oil, and shea butter. And there are plenty of recipes that included a lot more ingredients, but I decided I just didn't want to spend a lot of money on something that I wasn't sure was going to work anyway. So I was fortunate to have a health food store that carried all three ingredients, and I purchased it. And at the time, my son also had some real problems with his skin that would flare up every few weeks or so and really stick around unless we really tried to care for it by keeping him from doing activities that would make it flare up again, whether it's just that involved a lot of frequent hand washing and things like that. So his hands were way worse than mine. I mean, he couldn't even make a fist with his hands without it hurting so bad. So we both needed something. So I made up these bars, and I tried it out, but it was a little bit of a habit that I had to get into, where it was just so much easier just to use a pump. So I would use the bar for a day, and then I'd go back to a pump lotion. But I kept getting drawn back to the bar because it seemed to really do something with my skin, and before I knew it, the cuts on my fingers were completely healed. And it's one of those things where when you're in a lot of pain, you notice it, and then when you're not, you kind of forget about what's causing the pain to be gone. So, but I figured out that this lotion bar was what was healing my skin up, and so I was completely sold on using that instead of the pump lotions. And I found I didn't have to use it as often because my skin would just be clear. Then the other surprise was how fast it worked on my son's hand, especially because his was so much worse than mine. And just for him, it probably took about 4 or 5 days, and then his hand was completely cleared up. And it was amazing. And I just figured, well, maybe it was something else or some other kind of factor that was involved. But after using it and it was cleared up, he stopped using it. And a few weeks later, it would come back. Kind of one of these things that would come and go. So he would use it would clear up again. So he figured, I think what it was is some type of a seasonal eczema. I don't think in his case that it's food related. It seems to be more of a seasonal where he gets it at certain times of the year. In this case, it was in the winter, and then it's gone again. He'll get it sometimes if he has a lot of activities that are fun, but you know, it's a stress on your body, or family coming over, or Christmas time, or just different events will also trigger it. When his excitement level is higher, for a certain period of time, it tends to come back. So, but he's pretty much been clear of these problems, and it's partly because as soon as he feels it coming on, he starts to use the bar on his skin. So from there, entrepreneur-minded that I am, and the fact that we thought this could be fun for our children to kind of watch and learn with us since we homeschool our kids, we decided that we would test it and see if others would be interested in using it and giving us some feedback. So I polled a group of about 30 ladies, anonymously actually. I really didn't know any of these women, but they were all in an online group, a homeschool group that I'm involved in, and I sent out the bars to them first. And then I followed up about a week or two later and asked them to fill out a survey for me, which they did. So I got good feedback from that, and it was nice to just, I really wanted people with problem dry skin. I didn't want just anybody with without a skin problem to try it. And I got a lot of good feedback. So from there, the farmer's market was going to be opening in our town for the first time ever, and we have a really small cowboy-type town, so I thought, well, maybe this would sell at the farmer's market. And they needed vendors. That's something I'd never done before, but I thought that'd be kind of a fun adventure for the summer. So my boys and I would go out every Friday and set up our table and our covering, and we would be out there selling, and my boys learned a lot from interacting with people, and they were very charming because they would be giving out little samples of the lotion bar for people to try out, and people would grill them about what was in it and how it was made, and did they make it? No, they didn't, just their mom did, but they were my salesmen for the summer, and they did a great job. So from there, we decided to take it online, and that was pretty much launched the summer, end of the summer of 2009. And through different venues, we've just seen business pick up, but the best part for me is just the interaction that I get, and when people write back and are so grateful that there's a product that finally works on their skin, it totally makes my day. So it's been fun. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to take the risk of losing the customers, but put a do-it-yourself video on my website showing people how to make it, because there really shouldn't be anything that would stop someone from getting relief from their hands and from their skin problems. So we did that, and that's been fun because I get feedback from people who've tried it, or they'll try a different ingredient and let me know how that goes. And that's been just a really neat way to interact with other women and other moms, which is my main market right now, is the mom group. So knowing that I had that problem and can identify with washing your hands a lot and changing diapers a lot, and all the things that go along with cooking and laundry, and your hands are your tools and you need them to work for you. So that's pretty much how it started.